thinking. It's making me wanna quit drinking. Did I do something wrong last night at the bar? Hangover thinking. Was I dancing on the table? Was I hitting up some random people? Did I look like a clown falling all around? Hangover thinking. Did I get a little crazy? Was I dancing like Jesse Swayze? Did I sing Conway Twitty down at the karaoke? Hangover thinking. Well, I got the Sunday morning blues. Friday night will be here soon. Hangover thinking. Spinning. I was feeling a little bit guilty. Was I a Casanova, spreading my love all over? Hangover thinking. Well, I got the Sunday morning blues. Making me wanna start drinking. Gonna call up my old friends. Do it all again, no more hangover thinking. Gonna call up my old friends. Do it all again. No more hangover thinking.
Some old-fashioned country music right there from artist Jesse Argeni with Hangover Thinking. And before that, I played Four Horses, a raw tale of sin, sorrow, and the long road to redemption. And it was just released from UK-based singer-songwriter Adrian Roy. Now I'm going to play you something from Melbourne, Australia's Crowded House. Love this band. Actually got to see Neil Finn with the old 97s not too long ago. This is from their 1988 release, Temple of Low Men album. This song achieved a lot of success and was number 2 on both the Australian and New Zealand charts, and reached number 1 on the Canadian record chart as well. Here's Better Be Home Soon, right here by Crowded House on the Jukebox.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you. And it's pushing me aside. See it stretch on forever. And I know I'm right. For the first time in my life, that's why I tell you, you'd better be home soon. Back to nothingness, like a week in the desert. And I know I'm right for the first. cost me pain if we were to end it. But I could start again. You can't depend on it. And I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell you, you better be home soon. Oh, that's why I tell you, you'd better soon.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
From Six Nations of the Grand River, Bullet Train by Chase Martin. Recently, I had an opportunity to sit down with him and Derek Miller, and we started writing a really great tune. Can't wait for that to be done so that we can play it for you. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. We got music coming up from Duran Jones and The Indications, a tune called Flower Moon. If you really like soul music, they are really good at it. They're from Bloomington, Indiana. Also on the show, Olivia Dean, a brand new artist that was introduced to me really by my daughter. She's from London, England, and this particular artist is really amazing. What a great voice and a very cool sort of soul R&B jazz pop sound coming from Olivia Dean. And we're going to play the song Man I Need. O.C. Eliot blend their beautiful harmonies together on a brand new release from their album Bungalow. It's called Younger Days. We're going to play that. And right now, Indigenous country singer Sherry Marie Tolomei with the song Angel. Here it is on the jukebox.
I looking back how I've flown so far away from that home, out from the love of my own.
This is Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Call me wonderful, whatever the time. The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. When the air is thick with wildfire smoke, people are advised to stay home. But birds don't have weather apps, so what do? Acorn woodpeckers are extremely social. They live in family groups that cooperate to raise young and to cache food in a communal granary. They often visit their neighbors, too, which can help young birds find mates or establish new territories. To study these social networks, scientists have been using tiny radio transmitters to track the movements of acorn woodpeckers in a nature preserve near Monterey, California. In the summer of 2020, when nearby wildfires blanketed the area in heavy smoke, the birds responded to poor air quality, much like people do. On smoky days, woodpeckers spent more of their time at home. And when they did leave their territories, they didn't venture far and visited fewer neighbors than usual. The researchers calculated that from 2016 to 2020, almost 90% of the U.S. range of acorn woodpeckers experienced similarly smoky conditions at some point each year. That's a lot of birds whose lives and community ties are being disrupted by wildfire smoke. Learn more about what you can do to help ensure that we all have clean air to breathe when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.